Hello, everyone. I'm John Perkins with Brownfield's weekly livestock market update in for Megan Grebner. And we are joined by Scott Brown, agricultural economist at the University of Missouri. Scott, how are you on this last Friday of January?
Hey, John, I'm good.
Scott, why don't you give us a rundown of how the markets did this week?
Yeah, when we look at the market side, it's been a lot of down across the board this week. Looking at some of the numbers, in particular, live cattle down a little more than $2 this week. Those feeder cattle markets were anywhere from steady to $7 lower this week. On the futures side, the February live cattle futures contract was down a little more than $3.50 this week, and the March feeder cattle futures contract was down $3.35. On the beef side, choice box beef prices called down about $1.50 this week, really with weakness almost across the board in all the components of that box beef price. On the hog side of the equation, cash barrel and gilt prices down nearly $1 this week. Looking on the futures side, we trimmed nearly $10 this week off that lean hog futures contract for February. Pork cutout value is also down $4.80 this week. I would say butts, hams, and bellies, all three were the big contributors to a lower pork cutout value.
Okay, and then Scott, speaking of lower, the USDA's cattle inventory numbers were out on Friday. And this is the first time we've seen a decline in the overall U.S. inventory in a number of years, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think you have to go back to 2014 to be talking about a decline. It's the news we expected, I guess, out of the report in terms of just given where beef cow slaughter had been and percentage of heifers in the feed yard. We certainly thought we'd be down in beef cows. The report came in with beef cow inventory at 98.8% of a year ago. Actually, a little greater decline than pre-report estimates would have suggested. Also, some revision on the 2019 calf crop down about 240,000 head. Just to me means as we get later in 2020 and into 2021, maybe a little less inventory to have to deal with. Overall, cattle and calf inventory came in at 99.6% of a year ago. That was really close to the pre-report midpoint estimate, but again, confirmation of a slowdown or a reduction in cattle numbers, I think bodes well for maybe some price strength as we go through 2020 now. A little bit of a mixed bag. Take a state like Missouri that was up 24,000 head in terms of beef cow inventory. The other two big states here we can talk about, Texas down 85,000 head, Oklahoma down 51,000 head. Missouri, I guess, sticks out as one of those with some of the larger increases out of this report.
How about the Restaurant Performance Index?
Yes, we got some demand-side news this week as well, John. If we look at that overall index for December of 19, it came in at 101.1. Again, I remind us that that's still in the expansion side of 100. The current situation index in November was 102.1. For the report we got for December, it came in at 100.5. So still expansion, but we slowed down that current situation index. And that had a lot to do with a same store sales number that fell about 4 percentage points from November to December. Expectation index actually climbed for the December report, coming in at 101.8 relative to the 101.6 in November. So still some expectations setting out there as we go through 2020 that demand will get stronger. All in all, I say confirmation that the demand side seems to continue to be moving along here in the United States.
And then, Scott, no major USDA reports out for livestock next week, but we do have some pretty important agricultural and broader economic numbers.
That's right. We're going to get USDA to give us another estimate of farm income midweek next week. Be really interesting to see any revisions made to the 2019 farm income estimates. We'll get another shot of monthly trade data that will finish up the 2019 December numbers and finish next week with a jobs report.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott, and we'll talk to you sometime soon.
Thanks very much, John.
For Scott Brown and for Megan Grebner, I'm John Perkins with Brownfield's weekly livestock market update.